SU Election 2020, brought to you by The Pulse, your place for student news.
There are two candidates running for the position of Environment and Social Justice Officer, Andrei Stanciu and Martha Roberts. Andrei proposes to make the SU become carbon neutral by 2025 instead of the currently proposed deadline of 2028, actively campaign to promote a reduction in the carbon footprint of the university, lobby the university to significantly expand its current investment in sustainability schemes, actively promote the Environment Initiative Fund, share best practice by identifying and promoting student environmental champions, increase the fundraising from the community and attract local businesses who benefit from the contribution of the University of Nottingham graduates to support SU environmental and social equity schemes, review the social equity of the companies working with and for the SU, which should all adopt the living wage for all their workers, aggressively lobby the university to review the social equity of the companies working with and for the university, and to equally challenge its suppliers to adopt a living wage, aggressively lobby the university to actively promote its welfare funding schemes, and actively promote workplace organisations on campus and among the student body and staff, so that membership of such organisations be better understood and normalised when students join the workforce. Martha Roberts is a zoology student at the University of Nottingham and wants to use her specialised knowledge of conservation and experience in the ESJ network to be the ESJ officer. Her role on the ESJ committee has given her the insight needed to assume this role effectively. With her experience working with various student groups, including the Welfare and Disabled Students Network, she believes she has the tools to work together and make a force for sustainable and ethical good within the SU. She says she has intimate knowledge of previous sustainability campaigns and knowledge about sustainable conservation and ethical practices, which she has publicly spoken about. She wants to continue the work of the previous officer and strengthen student engagement for the network, the future of the sustainable development lives with diverse voices. She also wants to give a second wave to the Waste Not campaign, as well as improving public knowledge of recycling practices and increasing student hunger awareness with Friday food raves. As your ESJ officer, Martha promises to empower the student body to share their voice and inspire change for good.
Both candidates running for the role of Environment and Social Justice Officer clearly are showing that they want to follow in the footsteps of this year's officer, as they have a lot of ideas in order to bring awareness of sustainability and to cover some areas that may not have been able to be covered in the past years. Martha, for one, wants to create a Waste Not a Drop campaign, which is about wasting water throughout the university. And I think that this is an interesting idea, and I think it could be good if the idea she has to make the university have soft flushes on every toilet happened. But I think that this would be a bit more difficult to roll out into places such as Lenton, where students are living out, rather than in halls of residence, as she says. I think the Friday food rave idea is also an interesting one, and I'm not sure where these cooking workshops would be able to take place, but I think that this would be a great way to kind of show students who are cooking for themselves, sort of to help them increase their knowledge of food and to have a more sustainable kitchen, especially as the creation of the Portland Zero Shop was in order to make students use less waste when buying food. So I think having a continuation of that through showing students how to be more sustainable in the kitchen is a very interesting idea. There's also two ideas about bins and recycling, and I think encouraging food waste bins is a very good idea, and also kind of having more awareness for recycling bins is really important, as I think a lot of the time the regular bins will just be used as students don't know what to put in them, and that's fair enough. I think for a lot of ideas that people have as the Environment and Social Justice Officer can take up a lot of time. And as this is a part-time role, this is a job meant to be done alongside studies. So I think that Martha's idea in order to lobby for a full-time sustainability officer could be a good idea, as there are a lot of ways that the university can change to become more sustainable. And by having a full-time officer, this would allow them to focus on this primarily rather than having to do this alongside their studies as well. Andre, the second candidate, has a similar idea in order to lobby the university in order to expand its current investment in sustainability schemes. And I think that this is also could be very useful, as there are a lot of plans and a lot of ideas in order to make the university more sustainable. Yet if there is not the proper funding, that this won't be very possible. So I think also the idea of creating and producing a sustainability action plan and annual sustainability reports are a good idea, but I think it would take a lot of work in order to push the deadline to become carbon neutral to 2025 rather than 2028, as there will need to be a lot of changes made within the university in order to reduce this. Andre also has a lot of ideas in order to kind of review external companies and businesses working alongside the SU in order to ensure that they are providing the living wage for their workers and also are increasing their sustainability efforts as well. And I think that this is definitely an interesting proposal, as it would be better for the university, if they are themselves trying to become more sustainable, be encouraging the people that they are working with to be more sustainable and to be having and to be more fair. But this is a very big task that would be taken on in a year. And I think if this proposal was able to be achieved, this would be another step forward for the environment and social justice officers, but it will be a very big task. Overall, I think both candidates show that they want to make a lot of progress within the environment and social justice campaigns within the university, which I think is really good to see from both candidates. I think the difference between them is sort of what sort of campaigns that the students would want to run. So I think as there are quite a few different options between the two candidates, and I think whichever candidate gets voted in, it will present what the students want to achieve within the environment and social justice campaigns, and will show the sort of direction that the uni will be heading in for the next couple of years.